Hey, what's up? It's Chuck Starr, and this is Who is Chuck Starr? I'm going to say episode one, because this is my first time doing this podcast, you know what I mean? It's a new feature that I found on my website. It might have been there, but, you know, I'm usually typing them out, and I realized that this might be better for me. The fact of the matter is, if you go through my old blogs from 1 to 14, which I would say y'all need to go ahead and check out, you know what I mean? And y'all can really get a better understanding of who I am. But you will realize that there is a lot of grammatical errors, run-on sentences. And that's because I was just typing, like, all the thoughts that was coming to my head of what I wanted to express was just there. It was just like, oh, they were flowing. And, you know, so I think this is much better for me to be able to relay my message, you know, and get y'all to know who I am best. It's by hearing my voice, you know. I can speak it out how I want. So today my subject matter is being thankful. What am I thankful for? Since we had Thanksgiving pass, which I love Thanksgiving. My favorite time of the year, or my favorite holiday, is here. I don't like to say holiday too much. I like to actually say Christmas. You know what I mean? I don't understand why people put the X in front of the miss. I guess I do understand it. I used to say, oh, they were lazy, or I say, oh, that was a fad. But, you know, I do get the understanding of the meaning. They're trying to eliminate Christ. I love it. And some people just don't know. But just don't do that. You know what I mean? Just say Christmas. It's okay. Just say Christmas, you know, and Merry Christmas. It's not Happy Holidays. Like, you know, we always put so much in everybody say free world or free of speech or you got these religions. But, you know, anytime you talk about Jesus Christ, then everybody has a problem. Then a lot of people, let me not say everybody, that's bad to put people into a box like that. But there's a big group of people that just has a problem when you say Jesus Christ, which is just, you know, just blows my mind. But, you know, that's my Heavenly Father. So, you know, in honor of Him, you know, I'm going to say Christmas. And, you know, that's just me. But as I was saying, you know, my favorite time of the year, Christmas, and the reason why it is I feel like it's very joyful. Not saying that you can't be joyful all year, and you should be, you know, your families. I mean, I feel like a lot of times we take like life for granted. We really do. Family life, not making a phone call to our brothers or, you know, sisters, significant others, husbands, wives, grandparents, aunts, uncles, just family, friends, best friends, close friends, past friends, whatever, like, to check on them. I feel like what Christmas does, I feel like it brings an aura of, like, joy. I'm from Columbus, Ohio, but I have moved to New York City, and I still have a nostalgia about New York, about when I went to Times Square one of the years that I was living there, and it was just like, wow, like, I could still, like, vividly remember this night. Like, I got out of the train station, it was freezing, but it was so fun. It was like, people was, like, out, and you had your tourists just looking up at the sky, like, you know, man, at the lights, and it's just how high the buildings were, and you know what I mean, you had the locals just kind of like walking around, moving fast, trying to get the tourists out the way, but in more of a joyous mood than what they would normally be in. And then you got the smells of the city. You got the trash, you know what I mean, all on the side waiting to get picked up, stinking, you know, mice running around under you don't even know, rats. You got a burnt peanut smell and a fresh peanut from the roasted peanuts that they make on the street. And then, you know what I mean, the kebabs, whole bunch of burnt kebab smell. But then you got the good kebab smells with the Nathan hot dog guy. You know what I mean? Snatch you up a little Gatorade and a Dorito from the little vendor. And head over to the trees. I mean, there's a couple parks. Rockefeller is like well known, but I actually enjoy Bryant Park a lot. Has a big tree there as well, lit up. Has an ice skating rink, and it was just so fun. It was like I went ice skating. Trust me, you don't want me to do that. Oh my gosh, I might be the worst. The only thing I could think about was please don't fall. It was like so many people. For one, there's so many people on ice. I put on the skates and the skates hurt. Maybe they hurt because I was like, I'm not falling. Only thing I can realize, picture in my head, was like, I'm going to get on this ice. I'm going to be the one that fall. And I'm going to fall because I'm clumsy. And then somebody's going to cut me with their blade. Like, that's all I could think about. So I'm literally out on the ice like, don't fall, don't fall, don't fall, don't fall. And oh my gosh, my ankles, my feet was hurting. Women, if that's how y'all feel when y'all wear heels, woo, I give y'all credit. I don't know how y'all do it because, yo, I couldn't wait to get out of them dang on skates. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I had a blast. You know what I mean? It was so much fun. You know what I mean? Me and my bro Dave, we went out, kicked it. It was like a real fun time, you know what I mean, show. But the nostalgia of that, like, you got the lights, you got, you know, just people being joyous. Like, normal New Yorkers don't really say what's up to you. Like, most New Yorkers know that you're not from there if you just say hello. They're like, you're not from here, right? And they're even saying hello during this season. So, you know, it's a blessing. That, you know, people can be thankful or be joyous at a time, you know what I mean? And, it's just amazing to see what people get excited about from Christmas. You know, you got some people that get excited to put the tree up. You got a lot of creative people, so they get excited just to show their creativity on what they can do with the lights and color coordinate the lights. And it's crazy to go around and see like, wow, that's what y'all thought of. Like, some of these lights and light shows are amazing, you know. And then, you know, can your tree look good? And, you know, in New York, you know, a lot of people, you know, they have real trees. And I always laugh because I'm like, the real trees make your house smell good. But if you don't buy the right lights for them things, you know, I mean, that real tree can look in there and look a little shabby. You know, but some people really put them together and they look amazing. You know, just all around, you know, Christmas is just a great time. I remember growing up, and we used to go to, both of my grandparents' houses. So we would go over one of my grandparents' house, around 8-ish. She used to cook and make this orange cake. Oh, man, that's the only time she made it was on Christmas. And I'm telling you, that orange cake is slamming. You know what I mean? don't hate on me. You know, if you know about orange cake, hey, this is it. But, you know, then we would exchange gifts and as a family. And, you know, my grandma loved the Temptations. Like, literally love the Temptations. So, Silent Night was on repeat on a tape. Okay, I can't make this up. I can't make it up. My grandma had it on repeat on a tape. Okay? Over and over and over. And, you know, I enjoyed it. I really, you know, enjoyed it. I should know every single lyric and every nuance to the song Silent Night by the Temptations. for sure. But it was like, that was what was fun. It was like seeing the faces when you know, you're handing the gifts over. Because it started off a tradition where it was like, my aunts and uncles would come. And, you know, we all meet up there, my cousins, you know, so sometimes you just don't get the chance to see my cousins throughout the year from school or not living close to each other. So that was, like, fun when they used to come and all of us be under one house and eating and cracking jokes and just a good time. But then, so we open up gifts, but then we would leave there and go over to my other grandparents' house, you know, which was awesome, and then open up gifts there. That changed later on to where we would just open up gifts over my one grandma's, and then we would go home, you know, be ready as kids to get up in the morning. We just couldn't wait. It was, like, exciting. And for Christmas to see, like, what did I get? Like, that whole process was amazing. And then we would enjoy opening up our presents and things like that. Then go over my other grandma's on Christmas Day and eat dinner and stuff like that. That was, like, later on. And that was fun as well. Phenomenal memory before my grandmother passed. They said that she wouldn't make it. They actually had her in hospice. And we were blessed. We prayed. And at the time, I was grown, but I didn't really know what hospice was until she was going through her process. And it was a blessing because she got discharged from hospice. started feeling better. She made it through her birthday. And then Christmas came. She started kind of deteriorating again or whatever. But I have a great moment because I was able to spend that last Christmas with her. Her and my grandfather, they both passed that same year. But it was fun to be able to hang out with her one last time when they said that she wouldn't make it that far. So it was just a blessing to experience it with them both. She definitely couldn't take it. They're together 65 years. So he passed away 3 months later. Those was my people. I mean, you know what I mean? If you know me, you know, I love my granny, but I was super close to my grandfather. And I was super close to my grandma. That's crazy. I mean, we should go. I guess I'll go ahead and dive in on this podcast as I'm talking. I definitely wouldn't have better type all this out. But me and my grandmother, we used to go everywhere together, I guess. You know what I mean? She used to get up. You know, growing up, I was my favorite foods was oatmeal and pancakes. Like, that's what I wanted to eat all the time, oatmeal and pancakes. So summer times, my mother and I would work. I'd go over to my grandparents' house, all my cousins, you know, get to hang out with my cousins and stuff, which was great. And so every time my grandmother would wake up, and I'm the youngest, I was the youngest, like, cousin, because both of my parents are the youngest, you know, of all their siblings. So every time she would wake up, you know, she had a little routine. She'd get up, put on a little TV, sit back to watch the news, and then she would want to clean up. She loved to clean up, always cleaning up. She'd sweep over what she already swept. But, I mean, that's what she liked to do. I wasn't mad, but she knew I was going to ask her one question, and she used to get mad every day. I said, "Grandma, can you make me some oatmeal?" she had made her coffee, too. She'd make her coffee. She'd drink her coffee while she was watching her her shows. But I always asked her, she made me some oatmeal. And, you know, I wasn't good at making oatmeal or pancakes. I ain't like mine. So she said, "Well, boy, you make it." So she'd make it, then she'd fuss when she see me put my sugar in it. I put sugar. "You put too much sugar in that." Like, this is good, you know? Sugar and milk, I'm tearing it up, you know what I mean? And then I started asking her if she could make my pancakes. after that, you know, she relax, watch her soap operas, and then go get herself ready, and she was like, "I'm going to the store," so I always was with her. You know, I knew if I went to the store with her, we was going to go to TJ's or Ponderosa or somewhere, we eat again, and she'll buy me some candy. You know what I mean? Like always. So I was a road dog. So then as we got older, I went to the movies with her. I was like her movie person. She'd call me and say, oh, this new movie out. And when I start driving, I'd go pick her up. And we went to the fair together. So me and my grandma, we were very close. That's what we did together. We did a, you know, we'd go pick her best friend up. And it'd be literally me, my grandma, and her best friend at the fair. And I was in high school. But I loved it because it was like, yo, we'd go. We went at nighttime and, you know, man, I'm pretty social. So, you know, we'll find a meeting point. They go around and eat. She trusted me. And I'd be over at all the rides just having a blast or playing the games or winning bears. You know, I won a whole bunch of teddy bears. I used to win. I had one game I used to win at. I'm telling you, I was good at that game. But, yeah, so that's what I did with my grandma. Then you'll have my grandpa. So my grandpa, me and him was just super, super close, like crazy. Like you couldn't, pretty inseparable. You know, being just from sports, he really didn't miss too many of my sporting events. Him and my dad was like right there, and my mom didn't miss him either. But my grandpa would be right there, be in my ear as well. Taught me how to fight, you know. He didn't take that fight and stuff. We'll talk about that another time, though. We'll talk about that another time. But, you know, so when they passed away, it was very, you know, hit me kind of hard. Not even kind of hard. Hit me pretty hard. Not even pretty hard. Hit me very hard. Very hard. But I spun around in that story to say, you know, just be thankful for, you know, family. And, you know, this time when you get on Christmas, you know, it's just fun to cherish that and just be, you know, thankful and grateful, not take things for granted when it comes to that. Because if you told me that was the last Christmas I'd be with him, I probably, you know, would have even cherished it even more than what I did. But, you know, I was still blessed to have the moment. And, so that's, you know, what I'm thankful for when it comes to my favorite holidays. So much more that I'm thankful for, though. Just thankful for family, thankful for my upbringing, how my parents raised me. They did an awesome job raising me. Actually, I used to always complain because I felt like they didn't let me go anywhere or do anything. It was a true story. But also what a true story is, they was trying to let me do things. But without going so far into the story, because this is another part that I will dive into. So I might make that a podcast too. Q, we're going to have to start our podcast, bro. We're going to have to start it. But I think I know how to do it now. But what I realized, it was actually self-inflicted wounds. I had to hold accountability for myself. I was making some bad decisions, you know. Good kid, you know, I didn't get too much trouble, really. As an athlete, I just really wanted to play ball and stuff. But, you know, I had my defiant times. And, you know, so as I went through last year, I had to understand the importance of accountability. It's a lot, I feel like, that we lack as humans. We lack accountability. We all get nervous or scared in the moment. You know, I feel like instead of like facing it, you know what I mean, we hide it or try to store it away into our storage bank in our heads and move on without dealing with it or forgiving ourselves or, you know, talking through it or rectifying it or whatever needs to happen, you know what I mean, for that issue or accountability issue. So I'm thankful that I was able to go through that part of accountability. So, you know, I'm very thankful to Jesus for blessing me through and giving me allowing me to be a vessel with that, you know, definitely. So I have a lot more that I'm thankful for. And I'm going to make sure that I share that stuff with you on the next episode, which I think this is the way that I will go moving forward, because you definitely don't want me just sitting there typing. I don't think you wanted me to type. So I think this is best that I go ahead and, I go ahead and do this. Then also, you know, if I want to bust a note, you know, sometimes I can even bust a note, you know what I mean? Like Martin Lawrence did on the Martin Show with my favorite characters, Jerome in the house. I say Jerome in the Howie house, so watch your mouth, you know what I mean? And he hits you with that note like, ooh, ooh. I don't know what episode that is, but I might go ahead and put Martin on tonight just so I can specifically watch that episode, because that was funny. I think it was like the Biggie one or the Snoop one. I think he's like, Jerome was like, Snoop Dogg. That's new. Hey, man, hey, nephew, I used to hit a note back in the day myself, nephew. Listen to me. And then he hit that note, you know what I mean? So that was pretty funny. So, but yeah, stay with me on these podcasts, because to get to know me, to get to know a deep side of me, which I explained today. I don't think I spoke about that in a while, the grandparent part. So for me to open that up, that's... yeah, pretty deep. And there's a lot of sides to me, but the music side is a big side to me. So, of course, especially since I'm doing it this way, once we dive fully into the music side, then I'll take y'all through on why I wrote the songs that I wrote, was the inspiration behind them, if there is an inspiration. Some of the songs I write, I guess everything is inspired, but some things is picking. I might see something, or I might see a relationship, and I might write about it. It might not be something that's like as close to my heart, but it's close because somebody else experienced it, so I want to sing about it. But I have all them backstories, and also take y'all through my process. So I'm taking y'all through my process, you know. Then, of course, I'm going to have to sing some notes. Like, I know you're scared to settle down. A broken past has let you down. Oh, take your time and you will see that if it's true love, you come back to me, come back to me, back. That's all I'm going to give you for that. But I guess I'll dive into that backstory with that song first. So that'll probably be like podcast 3, because we building up these podcasts. And trust me, I'm about to write this down. Or if I don't write it down, then you're going to have to remember it for me and remind me which point's podcast is supposed to be on. Yeah, you know I mean? So, it's going to be a lot. This might be better for me. I can be terrible at social media, but I have a team. I'm building a team. Merchandise, and my team stays on me. I get text messages saying, Chuck, you have to post. Chuck, you have to respond to comments. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So... not know, my gosh, in a bad way. It's in a good way. It's like, how am I forgetting this stuff? You know what I mean? Oh, my gosh. Like, so I'm very appreciative that I have a team that's, like, willing to help me get out of my own way. So I appreciate everybody taking the time to listen. I feel like I'm going to see how this response is. I don't know if it's better for me to... I know it's better for me to talk this out. But I'll be wondering. I was like, does people have time to sit and listen to me? Or would they rather me type this stuff out? So I guess you can answer that. You know what I mean? You get a chance to. But I appreciate everybody coming in. Checking me out. I am Chuck Star. Bow, bow, bow. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Yeah, I did. I did my star sign. I have a star sign. And then I... yeah. Do the shooting star. I'll explain that later. Peace.